Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Power and Light is preparing for Hurricane Dorian by telling customers to expect power outages if they are in the path of the storm.
Tropical force winds are still expected to impact our service area over the next day or so, and are affecting many customers in our service area.
That's FPL Chief Communication Officer David Reuter, who says the storm, although it's been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, still remains very dangerous, and safety is one of the company's top priorities. A total of 34 people are now missing or confirmed dead after a diving boat caught fire and sank off the coast of California's Channel Islands. Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester says they're now focused on recovery.
Search and rescue efforts, they have ceased.
20 bodies have been recovered and 14 people are still missing. A cause of the fire has not been released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Senator Joe Manchin won't be running for governor of West Virginia. The Democrat held the governor's office from 2004 to 2010. He was reelected to a 6-year term in the Senate last year. The decision is likely to be a relief for Senate Democrats who would struggle to hold on to that seat in the future. A popular series about a boy wizard has been banned by a Tennessee school. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Citing the risk of conjuring up true evil spirits while reading them, the 7 books in the Harry Potter series have been removed from the library at St. Edward Catholic School in Nashville, Tennessee. In an email from a pastor at the school, he says the curses and spells used in those books are real, and that people who recite them could actually conjure evil spirits. He also says he consulted with several exorcists before making the decision to remove those very popular books.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says on Fox and Friends that his relationship with President Trump was not tense, pushing back on that speculation that's been made by many in the media. Mattis also says,
I would meet with him weekly. There was nothing going on that I wasn't open with him about. That's the way I deal with my boss anywhere I've ever been. And he was, as you know,
he's the boss, right?
He was elected by the American people. I was asked to serve, and I come from, was raised by the greatest generation. But when you're asked to serve, Republican or Democrat, don't start wringing your hands and asking what to do in this way. Just roll up your sleeves if you're prepared, go to work, and do your best.
Disney and other Florida theme parks will remain closed until further notice as the state prepares for Hurricane Dorian. But what is done to keep animals and reptiles safe during these storms? Gatorland Orlando CEO Mark Hugh went on his Facebook page and explains.
The alligators and crocodiles? Well, folks, they've been around for 75 million years. That ain't their first rodeo with nasty storm. They actually feel that barometric pressure changing. They'll get in the water. They go down, sit underwater. They've learned to ride out big storms by just sitting on the bottom of the ponds. Come up with their nostrils and take a little breath every now and then. So don't worry about it. All of our animals are going to be safe here at Gatorland.
He also says that the alligators won't escape during the hurricane as well. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to give you our monthly update after a few messages from our paid sponsors. Be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
So today is the 3rd of September. It is Tuesday at a little after 4 o'clock in scenic downtown Flemington, 2019. They've asked me to give you the weather forecast, and that's what I'm about to do. I can tell you right now, it's great outside. It looks like a fall day. It's a little warm yet. It's 81 degrees, 82 right as we speak. And it's going to go down to 61 overnight, 84 tomorrow, 57 overnight, and then it doesn't look like it's going to get out of the 70s. It also looks like we're going to have a little rain on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and other than that, a nice week. Maybe a little rain on Friday as well. So getting into fall, and then as we look at next week, it's 70 and a little more of the same. Going to play a few more commercials. We'll be right back, and we've got some interesting news to talk about.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
So once again, it's Joe Peters. You just heard all about me. I have been a real estate agent now for going on 17, 18 years, and I work across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. You heard one of the commercials was Andy about the ambassadors. I'm an ambassador in both counties. I'm an ambassador for the Hunterdon Chamber and an ambassador for the Somerset County Chamber. And in those positions, we help new members understand how to use the chamber to help drive their business. And it's a two-way street. I enjoy doing it, and it's really great to meet new members and people coming into the county. I also meet new members elsewhere and introduce them to the chamber. So sort of glad to be involved. The chamber has done well for me. It's let me get involved in a lot of things, including the leadership program over the last couple of years. And I've also done a leadership program over in Somerset, where you spend one day a month out of 10 months, once in law, once in education, once in hospitalization, once in social work. And you get to understand through those 10 days each segment of the county and what the issues are. You also get to meet a lot of the people that are in a county. And although they keep moving, because 2 years later some of the people you met have moved on and other people are in their positions, for the most part you do know enough people in a county that you can carry on a reasonable conversation. I've had a lot of them on my show since then. So I do two shows. Today is the third day of September 2019. It's going on about 4:15. And the first Tuesday of the month, I give a real estate overview. And I also do on my second show and my fourth show of each month a 55-plus subject matter. And next week we're going to have somebody come on, Josh Levin, and talk about solar and investing in solar, not only putting it on your roof but investing in it. So I've met him elsewhere, and I thought he'd be a great subject matter to go in deeper. And if any of you listened to me talking to Eric Hobe about 3 or 4 weeks back, we're going to have him and his mentor and his business come on sometime the end of October, as well as Mark Salek, who came on, will come on and talk to us about what's going on in business development in Hunterdon County. And it's really exciting because I talked to Mark, even though he's an Eagles fan and I'm a Giants fan, we still talk. Talk to Mark quite a bit. So, what's happening? First things first, I do some independent research on statistics across our two counties, and I publish a newsletter combined with a lot of information that I've gathered by staying tuned to industry experts, attending seminars, reading newsletters, and doing daily blog posts with different tidbits. If you'd like to find more about me, go to jpeters.com, J-P-E-T-E-R-S.com, and go to, on the top, there's a legend where you can click on blog, and on blog you can look at a lot of things. You can look at these newsletters. Looks just like what I'm holding up. You can look at my blog posts daily. You can subscribe and get them published to you when they do get published. I published them just yesterday. So, last week, I want to thank again, I had Janice Kovac of Clinton Township, their mayor, and John Higgins on. Between the two of them and my incessant talking, sometimes I think talk too much, but I like to drive the conversation, I think we found out a lot about Clinton and Clinton Township. And I think one of the funniest things we found out is that the difference between a township mayor and a town mayor is the township mayor can't marry anyone. Even Janice didn't know that, who's the town mayor. So John just can't marry people, and Janice can. Anyhow, let's get into what's happening in real estate. I try to take this from two angles. Statistics tell us what's happening, and I've got a lot of statistics here, and we're going to talk about them. And then that is only half the story, or maybe just the peak of the story, because what's happening depends on why it's happening. We're going to go into a lot of depth. That's what's why it's happening, that's driving the things that we're seeing in the what's happening portion. Hunterdon County, last month. First of all, first 6 months of the year was our best first 6 months in 10 years. We beat the any other month in the last 10 years by 1%. And it looks like the second 6 months could be just as good. So, I mean, the combination of three things are driving our market. The very first is interest rates. We're sitting at 3.55, 3.55 for an argument's sake. Our unemployment in New Jersey has dropped to 3.3. Unemployment nationwide is 3.7. And we're seeing a lot of inventory come on the market. Although the summer seemed to last an extra month, we did a really good sales job in August, and we used up a lot of the inventory from both Hunterdon and Somerset County. But trust me, we as agents will be out replenishing it. And I think we're still sitting, and we'll go through it, in a fairly good inventory position. Although last month we had more than we did the year before. This month we've got a little less, but they're in the right price points for people to move up. So, Hunterdon County in August sold 202 houses, all agencies, all towns, 202 single family, 55 plus, and townhouses, condos. We had 877 on the market. If you divide the ones that went under contract, I want to say sold. I mean, in the last month, the month of August, we had 202 go under contract, some who which were cash, probably already closed. Most of them are waiting to close. And some from the previous month closed during that month, but I'm not counting them. We take a look at what happened in the last 30 days. We look at the inventory that we've got as of right now, and we divide one into the other, and that's our month's supply, also called absorption rate, which means if we didn't add any more inventory and nothing happened and we just kept selling at the same rate, in 4 months we would absorb this inventory. That's a pretty good position to be in. Typically, 4 to 6 months is an average market. You get below 4 months, it is a seller's market because the buyers are out and we're not enough inventory to buy and are driving the price up a little bit. And if you get above 6 months, it becomes a buyer's market because what's happening over there is we're not selling as quick as we can and people are having to cut their price in order to get their houses sold. So if I was to look at our statistics, and once again, this is on jpeters.com. You can read along with me. Just go to the Hunterdon County market report. We were under 5 months supply all the way up for 600,000. That's a pretty good number. And when we get above 600,000 to 700, we have a 10-month supply. And we get above 800,000, we have a 16-month supply. 900, we don't do a lot of business in it, but that's about 11-month supply. And then when you get over a million, we've got about a 2-year supply. The average price that came on last month was $466,000. We listed 188 properties. The average price that sold was $395,000. That's 15% less. Do all the houses that come on drop 15%? No. Some are ambitiously priced and need to be adjusted. But a lot of times, you've got to remember, this is a moving target. We're listing houses now that will be sold in November, and some of the houses that went under contract last month were listed back in March, April, and May. So it's not a month-to-month comparison. It took an average of 80 days in order to sell the average house in Hunterdon County. And if we take a look at the same information and we look at it by town, we've got some towns that are doing really, really great, and we've got some towns that are suffering. So when people ask me, how's the market doing? I say it depends on what your price point is, and it depends on where your property is located. If your price point's in one of our very popular price points, under 400, it almost doesn't matter where you're located. But though we don't have enough inventory, the shelves are empty, and clean inventory is selling almost the day it comes on. But if you're out further, where the commute is another 10 or 15 miles, maybe into Alexandria, Frenchtown, Lambertville, it's a little harder to sell. East Windsor, West Windsor, not Windsor, Amwell, West Amwell. But let's take a look at our popular areas, because that's why I had John and Janice on last week. If you look at Clinton Township, that's where people want to live. And there's this imaginary line in Hunterdon County called Route 31. So it's not an imaginary line. It's a highway that traverses between in the Route 78 area, Clinton, and in the 202-206 area to where I'm sitting today in Flemington. And along that route is where people in Hunterdon County typically want to buy a house. If you take a look at what sold in the last 30 days, not necessarily yet closed, the hot spots are Clinton Township with 21 sales, Raritan Township, which surrounds Flemington but doesn't include it, 46 sales, Reddington Township, another 20 sales. You take a look at all of those together, and that is roughly a little under 45% of our sales. Sometimes it's 50-55%. So I like to say half of our business comes from four towns, because that's where people, that's a sweet spot. If you look at the tennis racket, there's sweet spots. And if you look at Hunterdon County, there's a sweet spot. That's where people want to live. Why do they want to live there? One is convenience. The stores are there. The schools are great. The commuting is there. It's near the major highways. Two is, it's as far as they want to go and go back to wherever it is they work. Only about 5 or 6% of our people in Hunterdon County go all the way to New York City. But most people go east. And there's a word for it. It's called traffic. I mean, Hunterdon County is a great county to live in, and it's got decent jobs, but not decent jobs at the higher end. And most people, in order to earn what they need to earn, go all the way to New York City or maybe just short and into Morris County or Bergen County or Union or somewhere in that general direction to work, and then they come back at night. So going over and coming back, that's traffic. We see it every day. Second thing that happens, while they're going over to the east and coming back, the people from west are coming over here and going back. And it adds to the traffic. It just elongates it past Route 31 because everybody's doing this. Traveling to the east in the morning to go to work for more money, traveling to the west at night to go back home where they can afford to or want to live. Pennsylvania is much less expensive than New Jersey. Pennsylvania also has a minimum wage of $3 an hour, roughly less. I think it's $7.25 or roughly $10 here in Hunterdon County. So just coming to Hunterdon County is going to give you almost $3 or more if you're working minimum wage. And nobody seems to be working minimum wage anymore. The jobs, when you hire a cashier at the front end in a mass grocery or big box store, are probably paying, if not at, pretty close to $15 an hour, because that's what we're having to pay in order to find people. And a problem just happened at the middle of August. All the college kids went back to school. A lot of kids went to school for the first time, and they've been in the workforce for a year and a half, maybe 2 years, since they were old enough to work and get working papers. So we're short on people, and because we're short on people, we're paying more money in order to get people to come work for us. And that's called free enterprise, and we're doing good. Okay, I'm not saying New Jersey has set out of the chute to make things happen, but I am saying New Jersey is riding the wave of prosperity that's in the northeast of the United States. And because the country in general has a 3.7% unemployment rate, you can look at New Jersey, and we have a 3.3%. For the first time, we're way ahead of what the country is, which is in good shape by itself, and for the first time, we're raising prices in jobs by about 3.5% over the year before, which means we're starting to pay prices where people can afford to start putting some money away, have some discretionary money to save, and start thinking about buying a house eventually. And that's good because it will rebuild Hunterdon County. Hunterdon County through attrition. And what is attrition? Death. Attrition is moving elsewhere. Attrition is the kids are gone. I'm going to go live where the grandchildren are. That's attrition. We lose about between 1% and 2% of our people each year. And we're not filling it back the way we used to. So, in effect, it's getting worse, not better. As a matter of fact, in 2017, we had more deaths than births for the first time ever. And in 2018, we had the lowest birth rate as a nation than we've ever had per 1,000 or 100. So we're not having children the way we used to have children for a lot of reasons, which I don't have to go into. And it's very expensive. If you're going to have a child go to daycare, it's probably going to run you in excess of $2,000 a month. And in order to pay $2,000, you've got to earn $3,000. So that's your first $36,000 go to daycare. And that's for one child. Guess what? If you have two, they don't give you a discount. And pretty soon, if people are having a second, it may not make sense for the wife to go to work. So let's look on a town-by-town basis and see which towns are having a little tougher time. East Amwell, 10-month supply. Frenchtown, along the river, 16-month supply. Milford, along the river, 11-month supply. Tewksbury, this blows my mind. The easiest place to get to in Hunterdon County is Tewksbury. You get to exit 24, you get off 78, and you're in Oldwick. And that starts Tewksbury. It runs all the way up for about 10 miles to the north, and it runs all the way to the east and west, about 5 miles each way as you go up 517, which is the main road for Tewksbury. You would think more people would want to live in Tewksbury, and I think they do, but I think the pricing there, because Tewksbury is a typical high-priced town. But Tewksbury, we have 100 houses for sale, and we sold 10. That's a 10-month supply. That means if you list your house today, you're probably not going to sell it till next June. So what happens if you have to sell your house? You cut the price. And now you're taking some of your equity away from yourself, but that's what you need to do in order to get things to sell. So, give you the numbers again. 202 houses under contract of 877 on the market. 188 new listings, 4 months supply. We're doing good. If you take a look at what happened in Somerset County, the story is different. And the reason it's different is you're closer to New York City. New York City always drives the market. Remember I said everybody goes to the east to work and comes back to the west at night. Well, in Somerset County, it's not so much different, but it has more jobs within the county. It's got a large pharma industry up and down 287. It's got newer companies moving into it, which means you can work in Somerset County and not have to commute. And as I do work across the both, I realize that Somerset County is suffering the same problem that we're suffering. But let me show you the comparison. They sold 434 stores, single-family houses, where we sold 202. They have 1,350 for sale, so you divide one into the other. They have a three-month supply. They're in much better shape than we are. And they listed 350 new properties where we listed 188. Their average price point is $515 on a listing, where ours is $466. And their average price point at sale time is $472, where ours is $395. Typically, and they take 58 days to sell when we take 80. Typically, and I can tell you in a sentence, if you want to live in Hunterdon County, you're going to save 20%. So to say it backwards, if you're going to live in Somerset County, you're going to spend 20% more. It's, you know, maybe it's 25 if you divide it out. But you're also going to get for your money for 25% more, a lot less square footage and acreage. It's a more dense population, and the density factor is good for people coming in as people immigrating to this country because they're used to living in big cities from where they're coming from. But it's not typically what we are looking to do when we live in New Jersey. I mean, we're not called a garden state for nothing. We're called a garden state because it's a great place to live. And we're taking a look at what's happening in Somerset County, and we're seeing some of the same things that's happening in Hunterdon County. People are still going to the east to work and coming back. And if we take a look at the price points in Somerset County, they don't get above 4 months supply until they get to 800,000. And they never get past 9 months supply. If we take a look at some of the cities and what are their hot spots, their hot spots are Bernard's in the area, Branchburg, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsboro, Montgomery, and the playing fields, really, Warren. So their hot spots are contiguous to our hot spots. Their hot spots are not different than ours, they're just further east. And their houses are the same size as our houses. They look identical to our houses, but they're on about half the land that we build a house on. They still have houses on 1 acre, but our typical house is on 2 or 3 acres. So if we were to take all the acreage in Somerset County and look at all the houses that are there, we'd see it's a much more densely packed area. And New Jersey is one of the most densely packed areas in the country. So that's not a surprise. But I think one of the things that is a surprise is I remember having a conversation with an agent who never goes back past 287. He typically goes to 287 and stops. That would be Bedminster, Basking Ridge, Bernards, maybe Bridgewater. And I said to him, people aren't coming as far as Route 31 the way they used to. Over the last 5 to 10 years, they've pulled back to about 287. What he said blew me away. He said, they're not coming as far as 287. You just think we are because they're in Somerset County. They're coming as far as maybe 10 miles to the east of 287. That's as far as they want to commute. They want mass transportation. They want to be able to go back to New York City or nearby. And they want a more cosmopolitan lifestyle. So, what are the economic drivers? This gets a little bit now into the why it's happening. Why it's happening is, for the first time in 3 years, we've seen an improvement in the inventory situation over the first 7 months. Still far below what we need, but last month we saw a first slight decline. It's still low inventory number, lead to a bit of softening in the price appreciation on existing homes and a slowdown in growth. And that's not so bad. I think we've been going faster than we needed to. It's turning the tide back to a buyer's market, or at least neutralize it from being a normal market. And think about it. We haven't seen a normal market in 15 years. The period of 2002 to 2006, those 5 years were a 15% a year increase. Whoa! And then it all crashed. It came tumbling down. It was like, okay, it couldn't last forever. And then it took us 10 years to get back to where our prices were during that inflationary time, because they never should have been at that level. Some places did better than others. Those towns that I tell you are the hot spots in Hunterdon County and the hot spots in Somerset County, have done much better than spots that aren't the hot spots. And the prices below 400 are doing much better even in those towns than they're doing above the 400. So if I was in Hunterdon County to give you a price point analysis, including inventory, under 400 is on fire. The shelves are empty. A clean house sells the day it comes on, maybe the day before. It's almost impossible to find a house that's in that price point, because that's where our first-time buyers want to live. We're short on inventory by 8 or 12% in those price points, depending where you live. The 400 to 600, that's where most of the inventory came on the market. These are people who didn't do a thing for the last 10 years while prices were adjusting. They didn't do a thing for a lot of reasons. Some people, one of the two wage earners, lost their job or had diminished hours. Their house might have gone into negative equity where they couldn't sell it unless they brought money to the table. Where they might have bought a larger house, they might not have done it because it's not deemed that good of an investment as it used to be tax-wise. The tax shelter isn't where it once was, especially in the $200,000 to $400,000 houses. But eventually, most of that rectified itself if you were in one of the hot spots. If you were where we're selling our houses, and once again, the hot spots in Hunterdon County, Clinton Township, and Reddington, touch the hot spots in Somerset County. It's one contiguous hot spot, just spans two counties. So it touches Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsborough, Warren, Bedminster, even up into the hills and the Bernards. If you're in one of the hot spots, you've probably just about recovered everything that was inflationary, but you lost back in 06, 07. But if you're not, you probably haven't yet. So we haven't seen those people come on. But I'll tell you what's happened this year, 2019, that I haven't seen in the last 5 years. It's the first time things seem normal to me because I've been around long enough to think, I've seen this before. People are appreciating at a normal rate, somewhere between 2 and 4%. The values have come back to where most people aren't underwater. People have positive equity in their house. As a matter of fact, they have pretty nice equity because they kept paying the mortgage payment. The mortgage didn't go away. So if they've stayed in their house longer, they now have a lot of equity instead of a little equity. What's happening is people are now saying, I can do whatever the hell I want to do. The economy's good. My life has changed. Where I once needed 4 bedrooms and 3,800 square feet, now it's just the two of us and I need a spare bedroom. I could probably use half the square foot, and I don't need to be on 2 or 3 acres. I could be actually in a high rise and get away with this. So what people are thinking about is different than what people were thinking about when we built all of these houses 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And that truly is where this mismatch lies. We're still thinking Center Hall Colonial on an acre plus, 33,000 square feet or more. And buyers are thinking, I can make do with an 1,800 to 2,200 square foot flat in a luxury high rise near mass transportation. And what they're looking for, we're not building unless you get really close to New York City. And what we're building, they're not looking for. We have a true mismatch, and that mismatch will take a while before we get it to change because half of it's through zoning. We are zoned to build houses larger scale so we don't have so many kids coming into the school system, yet we're not having children, so we have less kids in the school system. And in Clinton Township, we're probably going to have 20% less than we used to. And it is not it's not what it was. It's changed. But it's like that scene in Animal House where everybody can relate to this, where the band marched into the brick wall. It just didn't hang the last left. Our thinking turned left or right, but our zoning and building and mentality kept on marching the way it's always marched. And now we've got houses in the wrong price point and buyers in a price point where we don't have houses. So we're not doing bad. We're back to normal. 400 to 600 saw the largest jump on 9% in inventory, and the above 600 had a slight increase. The under 400 saw a 9% drop in inventory. Activity still concentrated in the under 400. I mean, let me just give you these statistics. If you took a look at the houses that were I don't have them in front of me, but I can guarantee you 75% of our prices, our houses in Hunterdon County sell under $500,000. 75%. As a matter of fact, last month, if we took a look at the houses that sold above $500,000, you can see that our, I'll add them up while I talk, 39, 46, 50, 53 out of 200, 25%. Were above 500,000. And if you get above 700,000, it drops dead. We had 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 houses above 700,000. If you are looking to sell a house in Hunterdon County and you're up in that price point, unless you're razor sharp with the pencil and you've got a beautiful, gorgeous, can't believe I could buy it for that price house, you're going to wait probably 2 years to get your house sold. Interest rates, talked about them already, 3.5%. We see another drop in the Fed. We're going to see another drop in the interest rate. Forget the politics of it, but the economy is, from a housing viewpoint, doing very well. We have inventory. We have terrific interest rates. We have terrific job levels. Here's the statistic. We added 164,000 jobs in New Jersey. And unemployment, that was in New Jersey, that was countrywide. In New Jersey last month, we had 22,900 jobs in 2019. year-to-date versus 14,000 the year before. That's roughly 50% more. Level jobs created are better level. And it should also be noted that most of those jobs didn't get added in the rural areas of the state, which I would lump Hunterdon County into. Hunterdon County, for a large extent, is a $20 an hour county. That's $40,000. It's nothing to sneeze at. It's a great wage for the trades for a journeyman. If you've got your own business, you're probably going to need to earn more than that. But it's a great level if you earn $15 an hour in a grocery store as a cashier day one, that's $30,000. $15, four times 15 is 600 a week times 50, that's $30,000. So what can you buy with $30,000 in Hunterdon County? Without you getting a pencil and a calculator out, I can tell you that you have to earn $50,000 in order for 30% of it to be $1,250. Now, why do I pick 30% of the gross? $1,250 a month. So if you took 30% of $50,000, which is $15,000, you divided that by 12, you now have $1,250. That's the most any bank is going to lend you towards a mortgage or any credit agency is going to approve you, even if you just want to rent. You tell me what you can rent or buy in Hunterdon County for $1,250. And while you're thinking about that, I'll answer the question for you. You can't. Our single-family condos, our cheapest one-bedroom condos, rent for about $1,400 to $1,500. If you go into Somerset County and to the east, they're another $200 higher. A two-bedroom in Hunterdon County, I just rented one, is $1,600. And if you get closer to New York, that same condo would rent for almost $4,000. It just gets more incrementally expensive the closer you go to New York. Then at the same time, if you wanted to go out and buy, and you wanted to buy a $100,000 condo, and the taxes on it were $5,000 a year, and a condo association was $300 a month. And let's say your mortgage was going to be $100, so that's easy to do the numbers on. It was $120, and you put 20% down. So you mortgaged $100, roughly. That's $500 for your mortgage payment. The taxes are $5,000, so that's another $400. So that's $900. It's $1,200. With the association fee built in, you still got to buy some insurance. You haven't painted the wall. You haven't planted the bush. You're getting the same condo that we're renting for $1,400, which is above the $1,250 for your $1,250. It is cheaper to buy than rent, but you need three things. You need some cash. You need some credit. You need some jobs. And we can help you figure that out if it makes sense for you. I do take a lot of people thinking about renting and turning them into buyers. Rental markets, we talked about. New Jersey foreclosures are improving. It gets better every year. We are now the fifth in the nation, and we're dropping to 41,042 roughly from 66,000 last year foreclosures. So let me give you a recap. The economic conditions are good. We're seeing the GDP slow down a little. The GDP is not as robust as it was a month or two or three ago. We're seeing a little decline in the growth of the GDP. This, I think, is the start of an adjustment. The best-paying, most-attractive jobs are closer to New York. People go east, they come back west, and that's traffic. Wages are up 3.2 at the same time. Interest rates have dropped surprising lows of 3.5%. House prices have risen about 3%. And there's still little entry-level construction going on. As a matter of fact, there's none. The only entry-level construction going on is affordable housing. And you have to be income-restricted in order to get in there. Another whole subject matter. We're experiencing housing inventory shortage, shelves being empty in the lower price points. And for some houses, they're starting to appear as empty. The houses are empty in our higher price points. I don't see it as much here in Hunterdon. But to be honest with you, I do sit more open houses in Somerset at the higher end than I do in Hunterdon. And I can tell you, you get above $1.2 million in Somerset County, we have empty houses. Not one or two. We have a lot. So Hunterdon County starts suffering around the 600 mark. Somerset County starts suffering around double that because their houses are worth more, because they're closer to New York, because more people want to live here. But they're still suffering at the high end. Changes in lifestyle. Average age of marriage is now in the late 30s. Families usually having one, maybe two children, where we had three, four in the past. 70% of all homes have no children of school age, which means 7 out of 10 buyers don't need your big house if you're selling it. More jobs are within in the New York City area, and people want to be nearer to the jobs. They don't want to commute the way they once did. 80% of all consumers will perceive homeownership as still part of the American dream. Builders are still thinking four-bedroom center hall colonials on over an acre, and buyers are thinking luxury, smaller high-rises close to mass transportation. Total mismatch. 60% of all new housing starts in New Jersey last year were rentals. As a result, we have more rentals than ever. We are seeing a shift to a rental mentality. We've had a good year so far, and I think it's going to continue to be a good year as far as our sales. But let's talk about the forecast. The economy will continue to prosper, and if there is a recession, it's probably 18 months out. It's probably right after the next election, unless something happens. And it depends which day you look at the stock market. You'd agree with me or disagree with me. But the stock market is nearing all-time highs once again. And the trade talks are tough on the market, but it seems to be holding. Interest rates will probably not climb any further, maybe drop again in 2019. Home prices will average 3%. 2019. And that depends where your price point is. If you're under 400, it's probably going to be more like 6. And you're going to 4 to 6, it's probably going to be right at the free mark. If you're going to be above 6, it may be nothing at all or diminishing. New jobs resulting from the tax. We're seeing the municipality, the non-single family, but our industrial parks fill up. So businesses are coming. There's tremendous tax advantage for small business, and we're seeing it happen. Supply is going to remain tight. Many new jobs we talked about. We have 7.3 million jobs and 6 million people unemployed. What's wrong with that number? Why don't we just take the 6 million and employ them? Well, 3%, if you remember economics 101, are always unemployable for lots of reasons. But some of our people are not trained in the jobs that we have open, and some of our people are not where the jobs are physically. They can't commute there. So we need to get people retrained, and we need to get something resolved transportation-wise so we can get people to where the jobs are. Affordability shows us there's much more room to grow. People can afford to buy even more than what they're buying. The price for average mortgage today is at almost an all-time low. And the salaries are increasing again to almost an all-time high. So there's more discretionary income. What we have are people not wanting to do what they did 10 years ago and overcommit and get highly leveraged. Some high-end fallout has resulted as the SALT and mortgage issues. People in their homes over 10 years have a very positive home equity situation built up, and they can now almost do whatever it is they want to do. They want to retire early and start a business. If they want to pay off the kids' education, if they want to move that money around and maybe take money out of their prime residence and pay off the summer house because the second house interest is no longer tax deductible, we're seeing a lot of tax strategy plays here. Small investor activity. This is a guy that owns 2 to 6 houses. He's not a professional. He's not buying an apartment complex. He's like people I have that buy one or maybe two. I would say they buy two houses every 3 years, two apartment rentals. And we're seeing that kind of investor in the market. That's good. We're not seeing speculative purchasing going on because that's where we got into trouble. So what happens, and I'm going to read a disclaimer here at the end, but this is my thinking based on a lot of reading and a lot of listening. What happens if we take a recessionary cut? That means the GDP goes down several quarters in a row. And we're starting to see the fact that it's not climbing the way it used to, so this is possible. And we're in our 100-plus month of economic recovery. We've never gone that long. Nothing lasts forever. I don't care whether it's your barbecue, your lawnmower, your hair, or your good looks. Nothing lasts forever. It's going to change. So we are going to take an adjustment. And I'm not so sure we're not already seeing the adjustment already. This is not my opinion. This is based on what I'm reading. The adjustment may be so slight that we're not going to know it adjusted till it's over. We had 4 to 6% price increases last year. We're going to do 2 to 3% this year. We had interest rates continue to drop to help even things out. This is being done in order to make the economy not take a hit earlier than it may have to take. We're seeing prices at a normal level in the first time in 50 years. We're seeing appreciation on houses taper off. We're not going to see, if we have an adjustment, prices drop like they did right after 2006. That was a total different economy. We don't have the speculators in the market. We don't have those millions and millions of people who should never have been given a mortgage owning homes, going into foreclosures. We're still sorting that out. We're almost at the end. We don't have people unemployed. We have more jobs than we have people. Yay! That's a good thing. I don't think we could have said that before 2019. And we're headed in the right direction. The gap is growing. So what happens? I think houses don't appreciate the way they did for the last 5 years. I think they appreciated about half their rate, 2%, maybe 3%. Depends on your price point. If you're under 4, it may be more like 4 or 5%. You're 4 to 6, it may be the 2 to 3. You're above 6, you may see no appreciation whatsoever. We see continuing reluctance to buy big houses. As a result, if you have a big house, you've got to look at an exit strategy, because depending where you're at geographically and where you're at price point, your house may be difficult to sell. Remember I said 7 out of 10 people don't have any kids of school age. 5 out of 10 households, 7 out of 10 households don't have a child of school age, and 5 out of 10 don't have two people in them. Who needs a center hall colonial on 3 acres with 4,000 square feet? Okay, disclaimer. This is presented as a public service by myself, Joe Peters of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. I took reasonable precautions in presenting this information. Please consult with your professional sales agent and take no actions based on my opinions, gathered trends, or statistics. I assume no liability. What I will say, though, is if you'd like the talk, 908-238-0118. I'd love to talk to you. 908-238-0118. If I'm not already talking to somebody else, I'll probably pick up the phone on the second or third ring. I'd love to hear what's on your mind. I'd like to help you figure out and make your goals and dreams come true in a real estate market. Whether it's buying that house for the first time, selling the house you're in, trading the house you're in for one that's more compatible with your current lifestyle, I can help you make it happen. My name is Joe Peters. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and I'll see you next week with Josh Levin, and we're going to talk about solar energy and the tax incentives therein.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
This is Joe Peters signing out. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian has been downgraded and it's now a Category 2 storm as it continues to make its way toward the southeastern coast of the United States. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is urging people to take the storm seriously even though it's been downgraded.
The storm surge, that is the water coming in, we're talking about wind, but the water, the storm surge on top of already higher than usual tides that are forecast, are expected to be resulting from 6 to 10 inches of rainfall.
On Tuesday, the United States imposed sanctions on Iran's civilian space agency and two research organizations, saying they were being used to advance Tehran's ballistic missile program. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 285 points to close at 26,118, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A 14-year-old in Alabama admits to the unthinkable. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police in Elkmont, Alabama, north of Birmingham, say a 14-year-old boy has confessed to murdering all five members of his family last night. The boy reportedly called 911 to say he heard shots fired, but later reportedly confessed to pulling the trigger himself.
Police say it's too early to know the 14-year-old's motivation. Kevin Hart's wife, Aniko Parrish, is speaking out after her husband's car accident over the weekend. A video of Parrish entering the hospital where Kevin is staying surfaced on Monday.
How's Kevin doing?
He's great.
Is he going to pull through fully, you think?
Yeah, he'll be just fine.
The comedian and actor was involved in a serious car accident early Sunday morning that left his Plymouth Barracuda in a gully in Los Angeles. According to police, the fire department had to saw off the roof to free the passengers inside. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If that